Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're going to go right to the heart of the matter. We're pleased to welcome Joe Rutter, who covers the Steelers for the Pittsburgh Tribune Review and their sports section. And this is a major question again, Joe. So what's the latest? What do we know?
Well, I'm kind of holding my breath, waiting to see what happens, like everybody else. It's obvious this, you know, that they have gotten to a point where the Steelers are comfortable with the offer they made. It's just a matter of whether the 49ers want to accept it or not. And I think the longer this drags out without any news, seems to me that that indicates the 49ers are really trying hard to work on a deal to keep Brandon Ayuk with them rather than trade him to Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh offer, although I don't know the specifics of it, seems to be one that they have put out there that they're not going to budge from. And it's just a matter of whether the 49ers want to accept it. And it seems like that their offer money-wise for Brandon Ayuk has been accepted by Ayuk's his representatives. You know, it's just they're in a waiting game right now, and you know, it seems like Brandon Ayuk holds all the cards in this right now.
That definitely is the case, where you've got multiple teams waiting on him to see what he will do. How does he fit with the Steelers should he and the Niners choose to make the deal?
Well, he would automatically be the top receiver. I mean, they've made George Pickens the number one receiver by getting rid of Deontay Johnson, although George Pickens might have ascended to that role anyhow with the way he's played. But, you know, Brandon Ayuk has more of the track record, has had the more productive career so far. So he would be the number one. George Pickens would be the number two. And that would give them one of the best receiving cores, you know, in the NFL. They, you know, they were 1-2 last year in yards per catch. That would bode well for Pittsburgh. You know, they talk up as much as they want to about running the ball. That would certainly open up things in the passing game and give them more options than they had until they would get Brandon Ayuk. Without him, they're pretty much of a one-dimensional team right now.
Although I remember at the beginning of last season, they didn't run the ball as much as they could have, or maybe as much as we'd seen them run in the past. And it wasn't until later in the season where they started to go a little heavier on the run when they made a run, pun intended, to get into the playoffs. How much balance are they looking for in this offense?
I think that depends on, you know, how quickly Arthur Smith's offense takes shape. You know, the criticism last year under Matt Canada was the offense was too predictable. And, you know, they weren't really able to get things going until the second half. And, you know, that was around the time when Matt Canada, you know, was relieved of his duties. They want to do that. Arthur Smith likes to run the ball. They brought him in for that. He likes to use multiple tight ends. He likes to use the fullback. Steelers fans have cried for a long time that the tight end hasn't been a big part of the passing game. And I think with Pat Freiermuth, that will change this year. But they do want to establish the run with Najee Harris, with Jaylen Warren in the backfield. And then just a matter of, you know, what weapons they have besides George Pickens to see what kind of passing game they can put into place.
Joe Rutter is with us talking Steelers football as we've got some intrigue, maybe a bit of a cliffhanger here, waiting to see what happens with Brandon Ayuk and if he ends up in the gold and black. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Let's say he becomes a Steeler. Who's throwing him the ball when the regular season begins?
Unless something crazy happens here, it's Russell Wilson. They brought Justin Fields in. He's been getting the first team reps. He started the first preseason game. He may start the second game, although I think they want to see what Russell Wilson has. Russell Wilson has lobbied to get some playing time, but it's his team. I think they're trying to find out what they have in Justin Fields to see how far he's progressed in their offseason workouts and the changes they've asked him to make. This is Russell Wilson's team. Barring something happening, barring another setback on his injury, you know, unless he goes out and throws four interceptions the first game, you know, I think he's going to be the starter, you know, through the rest of this season. And you know, we'll see how Justin Fields fits in otherwise. Maybe they have packages for him. But I see this as being Russell Wilson's team for the foreseeable future.
Why does he have such an edge? What have you seen from him so far in camp?
We haven't seen all that much from him in camp. But I think Mike Tomlin, when they recruited him here, said that he was going to be the guy heading into camp. to use the term pole position to kind of say how the 1 and 2 quarterbacks were going to be. And, you know, they had so many growing pains the last 2 years with the quarterback position. They're in a win now mentality. Art Rooney has come out and said that it's time for them to start winning playoff games. They haven't done that since 2016. And, you know, Russell Wilson's the guy. He's experienced 2-time appearing in the Super Bowl, won it once, should have won it a second time. They need somebody like that to lead this offense. I don't think they can trust it to an unknown commodity like Justin Fields. With the mentality they have, I think it's, you know, Russell Wilson's team, and they feel confident. He can come in. He can play like he did last year, not have many interceptions, control the clock. That, you know, he can be the type of quarterback they're looking for.
So that's the quarterback position. On the defensive side of the ball, what's the strength?
I would say having Minkah Fitzpatrick back there helps in at free safety. The two outside linebackers, Alex Highsmith and T.J. Watt, are your strength. They've really upgraded, they think, the inside linebacker position by signing Patrick Queen in free agency. And they have a budding star cornerback in Joey Porter Jr. Those are your strengths. The weaknesses might be an aging defensive line. It's really going to be relying on Cam Hayward bouncing back, you know, late in his career to see what they have there.
Every year that goes by where Mike Tomlin doesn't have a losing record, and yet the Steelers don't challenge for a Super Bowl, even if they make the playoffs, Joe, it seems like there's so many people that still would prefer the Steelers to go in a different direction for the coaching staff and Mike Tomlin specifically. Why is that?
Well, they're frustrated. They're spoiled by the fact that, you know, this team, you know, especially if you just go back even in this century, in the first, you know, the 2000s, how, you know, they made 3 Super Bowls, won 2 of them, and they're spoiled by that. And they see the, you know, the way Ben Roethlisberger went towards the end of his career, wasn't able to get them over the hump again. They want to see results. They see what New England has done. They want to be that kind of team. They want to be able to get to the AFC Championship game. They want to get back to the Super Bowl. And I think they're running out of patience with Mike Tomlin. He hasn't had the losing seasons, but he hasn't won that big playoff game. And he's really, unless something totally crazy happens, he's in no danger of going anywhere. They signed him to a 3-year extension. So he's going to be here a while, whether Steeler fans like it or not.
A 10-win season in 2023, they end up making the playoffs as a wild card. They didn't even have a quarterback. They started, what, 3-4 different quarterbacks? And it's almost as though consistency is not enough. There needs to be something beyond that all the time.
Yeah, well, that's the case here. And it's, you know, it's a fan base that is spoiled because, you know, the way they won in the 2000s was reminiscent of what they did in the 70s. Fans want to see that. And we're in an instant gratification world now. And, you know, just making the playoffs isn't good enough for them. And, you know, they want to see a deep run. And you know, they have the right to feel that way. And believe me, Mike Tomlin's record in the playoffs has not been very good lately. That is on the ledger there. Everyone knows the way the Steelers operate. They're not going to make a change. Top. You know, Mike Tomlin is here. I think as long as he wants to be here and as long as he has them competitive and, you know, competing for division titles, and you know, he's got to start winning playoff games. But I just don't see any way the Steelers get rid of him unless something drastic happens.
Are his press conferences and his press availability always as entertaining as they seem from a national perspective?
they can be, you know. He's mastered the art of not really saying anything. I mean, yeah, he has the funny clips and the things he says and the Tomlinisms, but really he has mastered the art of not giving us very much what we want. But he is entertaining from the fans' perspective, that's for sure.
Joe Rutter covers the Steelers for the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. When you think about the AFC North, we're talking the best division in football. Your perspective, Joe, on the way the rest of that division stacks up after the offseason?
Every team in the division can make a case that it has gotten better. Obviously, all 4 can't get better because I don't think you can have – they've already had – all 4 teams had, you know, 500 or better records last year. So, you know, there's going to be a drop-off from some team. I would think Cleveland might be the team that falls back a little bit. Baltimore still, I think, is the cream of the division. Cincinnati, if Joe Burrow stays healthy, can be right there. And the Steelers, you know, they've got to have some things go their way. But if Russell Wilson, you know, plays like he did last year by cutting down the turnovers, could have the Steelers right there in the mix. You know, the one thing about the Steelers is their schedule is backloaded with division games. So you won't really get a true idea of how good this team can be until the second half of the year when they play all of their division games.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to see those games get backloaded, but obviously sets up a major gauntlet and really at times feels like more of a war of attrition, one that is conditioning teams to be ready for what they can see in the playoffs.
But the one thing that the Steelers fans like to bring up, too, is the fact that, you know, as good as Baltimore has been the last few years, the Steelers have pretty much owned them. I think they've swept them the last two seasons. And, you know, so that's one thing they like to hold over them. You know, and I think that could go a long way towards determining what happens with this division late in the season. But then again, you know, like I said, it's a loaded division that could go anyway. Although I would say right now, I think Cleveland's probably the fourth team in this division.
Joe, how would you compare the Steelers defense with what we see around the rest of the NFL? So some of the top defenses in the league, we know Baltimore is always really tough and physical. The Niners, of course, they have a great defense. How do you think the Pittsburgh Steelers stack up in that regard?
They should be better, you know, based on paper. But on paper every year, they look like they're going to be a really good defense. They're paid like one of the highest paid defenses in the NFL, where the, you know, the Steelers are kind of the opposite of most teams, which overpay on offense and don't pay as much on defense. The Steelers have gone the other way. They should be a top 10 defense. Last year, they gave up a lot of yards, but were in the top 10 and fewest points allowed. It's just a matter of, I think, getting back to some of that Pittsburgh tendencies. They didn't have sack totals last year that they did, you know, in previous years. They've got to create more turnovers. They have a chance to be one of these good defenses, but we've been kind of saying that for the last few years. And, you know, because of injuries and other things, it hasn't happened. But, you know, obviously if T.J. Watt stays healthy for the full year, Minkah Fitzpatrick returns to what he does best,
right,
which is creating turnovers. He didn't have any last year. Then this could be a better defense than they've seen in a while.
So T.J. was out there for 17 games last season and had the 19 sacks and led the NFL in that category. What have you heard from him about taking another step forward in 2024?
He is at the point where he is with the ownership and the fan base in admitting that it's time to win. He hasn't had a playoff win since he's been with the Steelers, and that's the one missing thing on his resume. I mean, you know, for all the awards he's had and the sack records, you know, that he's missing a playoff win and a chance to get to the Super Bowl. He really wants to do that in Pittsburgh. You know, he's going to turn 30 this year. So, you know, that is something that he really wants to do, and he has acknowledged that, you know, it's time for him to do it.
The ripe old age of 30.
How to be so young.
Right. Before I let you go, then, as we look at the rest of the preseason, they've got a game against the Bills coming up this weekend, followed by one against the Lions. How much do you expect to see the ones, the starters?
Well, Mike Tomlin historically does not ever play them in the last preseason game, whether it was the fourth or whether it was the third. So whatever work they're going to get, I think you're going to see Russell Wilson. And, you know, he played some of his first teamers in the opening game against Houston. So I would think they're going to get at least a quarter in this time. Maybe he might play him some towards the half, but he's going to get his star players in there a little bit. You'd see T.J. Watt and Minkah Fitzpatrick, I think, will have, you know, at least a few series to get under their belt. But I don't think you're going to see anybody of significance in that third game.
You can find Joe on Twix at Trib Joe Rutter, R-U-T-T-E-R, covering the Pittsburgh Steelers, where it really doesn't seem like there's ever a dull moment, for the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. Good to catch up with you for a couple of minutes. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Anytime.